knit together. That's an interesting term, and it has to do a great deal with teaching, as well as it has to do with the mystery of God. And subibazo is the Greek term, and it means to unite, to pull together, to unite with always Christ the head, and to teach, naturally. Who does the teaching primarily? The Holy Spirit, through the Word. He sent that Word, the Word became flesh and walked among us, whereby we could have that truth. But in troubling times, such as we have today, it is ever so very important that you do not stray that far from the mystery of God. It's not a mystery to you, but it's a mystery to the world, those that imbibe in the traditions of men and things that lead people astray, instead of staying knit together in the love of Almighty God. Open your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Colossians, chapter 2. Colossians, chapter 2. And Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I would, Paul teaching here, for I would that ye knew what great conflict, how I'm really concerned, I have for you and for them at Laodicea. That's justice of the people is what Laodicea means. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. I'm really concerned about those that believe being misled. That's what his concern is. Being led astray. To not hear that mystery of God. To be shortchanged. You don't want that to happen in your lifetime. Two, that their hearts might be comforted. Being knit together in love. There's our word right there. Knit together in love. Love for the Lord Jesus Christ. His word. And unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. That mystery, again, is not a complicated thing, but it's just something that some people in this world cannot see. Why? They don't really want to. They make light of our Heavenly Father. They make light of Christianity. They make light of Jesus. That's their problem, not yours. You stay knit together with Christ at the head, and He will bless you. You will have blessings in your life whereby He leads, He guides, and directs. It makes the difference between night and day. Satan is of the night, Christ is of the day. You're a child of light, stay in the light. Light is truth, and truth will never, ever mislead you. We'll be talking more about this mystery before we complete this lecture. Verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and only in Him. Don't read over that. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I hope they're not hidden from you. All you have to do is ask and mean it, and He'll reveal it to you. He will assist you in learning it. He will assist you. As I said, one of the primes of this word is teach. And that Holy Spirit does teach. Teaches you how to stay away from the ways of the world and enjoy the blessings of the living God. That's what makes the difference. Don't ever, you know, there's street wisdom, and you should be alert to street wisdom. That keeps you out of trouble when you're in the street. But what keeps you out of more trouble than anything is knowing that all wisdom comes from God. For He is eternal, and if you love Him, you will be too. Guess where street smarts will be at that time? In the pit. Gone. We won't have to worry about it anymore, because those that do not overcome, they won't be around. Nothing to worry about there. Verse 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. He now reveals why he was so anxious for them. Because there's always somebody with enticing words. You need to hear this new religion. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 declares that in the Old Testament. What has been will be again. That's the method that God uses in teaching. See how it happened in the type? That's the way it'll happen again. So beware of those that would come saying, I have a new truth, when the truth is of old. God is the same yesterday, He is today, and He will be forever. Verse 5, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. You're not wavering. You're not giving an inch. You're staying with that truth. You know from where all wisdom flows. This is, you know, people have a way of not trusting in themselves sometimes. And you forget who the teacher is. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Did we not just read all wisdom comes from Him? Don't ever start doubting and listening to the breeze that flows this way and then that way. And even down to some denying that there even is a God. How lost that is. Why? Because that snips off the blessings from God to you and your family. And you're floating free. You're there for whoever will take you. Listening to nonsense and traditions of men that beguile, lead astray. When you have the simple truth to love the Father, to follow Him, you know, that's what's normal. That's a very normal life. A Christian enjoys everything more than anyone else because it's done in a fair, honest, straightforward way. And verse 6 to continue. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in Him in your daily life. Not just on a church day, not just on another day. Let Him lead you even in your daily life. You can even talk to Him. You don't have to talk out loud. You need not let a non-believer know that you're communing in your mind, because God is a mind reader. He knows what you're thinking. So live it. And be blessed. It's so much better. Rooted, verse 7, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, do you understand what rooted in? That's an agriculture term. Have you ever taken a little old plant and shaken it loose from its roots? It can be a real beautiful little plant, and you pull it up and shake its little old roots. Do you know what happens to it? It dies. It's gone. It withers. It wilts. Establish yourself solid. Get your roots into the truth of God's Word, and don't ever, ever let anyone shake you away from that. As Jesus would say, that God gave them to me, and if they want to stay, no one can pluck them out of my hand. So you have that guarantee and that promise. You don't have to worry about it. You know why? He loves you. He loves you because you're you. That's why He created you in that way. And that's the way you want to stay. Steadfast, rooted in Him. Not able to have a runner run over and get in some other patch. But in the truth of God's Word, you are rooted. And so it is. Verse 8, beware. Here comes that again, why he's anxious. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments, that's the elements, that's wickedness of the world, and not after Christ. You know, philosophers, well, brother, you don't understand. I have a DDD and a lot of BS. And you should listen to the philosophy that I bring through education to raise you to a higher level of learning. You know, beware traditions of men. The simplicity in which Christ teaches is normal. It's normal for us. So Don't let man beguile you with flowery speeches or things that will not stand on their own. You know, normally every stool has three legs, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if somebody gives you something that doesn't have three legs, it's going to fall over. Okay, it won't stand, and it will cause you trouble. So men's traditions make void the Word of God. Verse 9, and in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, what's the Holy Spirit? It's God's Spirit. Why is it you could have the whole Godhead then in Christ? What did God say in the beginning? Let us create man in our. That's He included Himself. Our image. Meaning, He is the whole Godhead. Verse 10. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power, both in heaven and in earth. You can't travel with any better. Don't be robbed of that. 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. In other words, that's a circumcision of the heart, and it's for both male and female. When God touches you, when He leads you, He cleanses you and brings you into that fold of the mystery of the living God. That mystery is simple salvation, anchored and rooted in truth, and having the ability to never, never let philosophy or vain traditions of men pull you away from the loving hands of Almighty God. That is as it is, and that's as it should be. He's the head. Let Him be the head, and you serve Him, and you'll always do real good. Verse 11, I'm sorry, we got that. Verse 12, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. That's what baptism is symbolic of, that you publicly believe that He died, that He went in the tomb, but He resurrected, and you resurrect into eternal life, making that statement. 13, and you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath He quickened, made alive, together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. And always know that. When you repent of all your sins, He forgives all of them. So get off your hang-ups. Don't get on guilt trips. You're free. You're a new creature. And He loves you. 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Blood dogma is ritual, sacrificing animals. It amounted to nothing, but it was the schoolmaster of what His blood would do on the cross. So now it would be sacrilegious for you to even think about sacrificing an animal, because the Son of God, God Himself, sacrificed. He tasted of death for you so that you could have that forgiveness, so that you could be in Him. And so it is. Verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, in Himself, at that resurrection. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. Why? Because Christ became our Sabbath. When He is your head, you're in Sabbath. Which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. The body is Christ. The many-membered body that follows Him, that He can depend on. That's why His blessings pour forth. A lot of people, it seems like I always get the breaks. No, God gives them to you. He sees to it. He takes care of those that love Him. When He wants your love, He wants you to tell Him you love Him. And then he blesses you. Why? You're his child. And he loves you. That's why he created you. For his pleasure. So that, why? Again, because he loves you. That is the body of Christ. And that's why he accomplished that. 18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a volunteer humility of worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Do you know what a cherubim is? It's kind of an angel. You know what Satan is? He's a cherubim. Ezekiel chapter 28 documenting it. Don't worship him. Don't be beguiled into following him as the false Messiah. That's the mystery of God, is giving you the truth and the knowledge whereby you're able to stand and not someone that is not fit to take part in following the Lord Jesus Christ on that first day, but one that can boldly stand forth, standing against wickedness, standing against the lie, a champion of your people, bringing in that new age that he has promised. And so it is, and so it is with us. Knit together in one body, with Christ being that head and the captain of that fraternity of love and understanding. And verse 19, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, there's our word again, knit together, increased with the increase of God. That's a promise. When you're knit into that understanding, that wisdom, you have that promise of God. That he's going to increase you, your knowledge, your wisdom, even your salvation. Verse 20, and we'll stop with this verse here in this chapter. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, that means the sins of this world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? That's to say, blood sacrifices and so forth, when Christ died on that cross for you. Now, there you have the point of why it's important to be knit together. In what? In God's Word. In His teaching. That's why part of that word means the foundation, the etymology of the word is to teach. And the Holy Spirit is the teacher of all teachers. Oh, how He touches minds and leads people. And gives you discernment. You know instantly whether something is right or wrong, basically. Because he's given you that instinct, which is spiritual discernment. Not judging, but discernment. To know right from wrong again. Why? You're rooted in him. You're part of that body. And Christ is that head. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians and chapter 4. Excuse me. I want to just talk just a moment. Man has always been concerned. In Exodus chapter 4, Moses was real worried about, I can't talk. That my mouth just won't work right when I get before a bunch of people. It just won't, things won't come out the way I want them to. And why I'm bringing this is the Hebrew word yohai means to teach in the sense that it falls like rain. That's the equivalent in the Hebrew to this Greek word where you falls like rain and saturates. The real truth saturates. And gives life and growth to those that should. But God said to Moses, hey, no problem. I'll talk for you. I'll touch your mouth. And I'll touch the mouth of Aaron. And Aaron will speak, but also you will speak. But we come to this time, and that is a type set for you for the mystery of God, that God, when His elect are delivered up, He'll do the talking. The Holy Spirit will speak through you, as it is written in Mark chapter 13. You have nothing to worry about. The reason I wanted to bring this up is that this is nothing new in the New Testament. It was in the Old that God needed someone to bring the Israelites out of captivity. God's children out of captivity. Well, if they ever needed to be delivered from captivity, today's the day. Okay. And that's why He has His elect. That just as Moses led the children out of Israel, God did the talking. So don't ever get yourself all short-circuited and worried and concerned about what little you may know. Because the teacher is the Holy Spirit, and He's going to do the talking when you're delivered up. This gives you no excuse not to study on your own, to absorb all that you can, whereby you are not beguiled, whereby you're not deceived, whereby you are ready to serve. Now, Ephesians chapter 4. Let's pick it up with about verse 8. This goes into how there's only one Father and one Savior and one Holy Spirit. That's all, one, and all is one. It's called atonement, that one-ment. Verse 8, wherefore He saith, when He ascendeth up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He went to sit at the right hand of God, on the altar of God, as an adversary, not between you and God, but between you and your enemies. When someone tries to take advantage of you, if you're truly one of God's elect, He's not going to let it happen, basically, what you can't handle. He'll let you take care of what you can handle. He'll take care of the rest. Okay. Verse 9. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He came here, and not only that, but He went to paradise to those that didn't make it and gave them the same opportunity you have today to accept salvation. That is to say, all the way back to Noah in the beginning. And He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. That He would fulfill all things. In other words, that's the closing chapter. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. A pastor is a teacher. Okay. Well, pastor means that's where the sheep graze, and the pasture caretaker, make sure the sheep have food. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He's the head, the body is knit together, it's one group. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That means mature, not perfect, mature. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, the body of Christ, He being the head, that they fit. They're not misfits in the world, but they fit that pattern. Why? They're chosen. They're God's elect. They studied the Word. They care. And till we all come in the unity of faith, we got that, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Got it all set up. Little program going here, little program going there. Let's see who we can entrap today. You know, truth always outs a fake. You know, like, I'll use an example, maybe. Let me think. Why are you against a certain document? Because it's wrong. Well, have you read it? No. Haven't read it. Well, how do you know it's not? How do you know it's wrong if you haven't read it? Okay. So you need to read the Word and absorb it and understand it. Or you can be deceived. That old wind will blow, and there's all kinds of doctrines. But there's only, maybe we should have covered the first few verses. There's only one God, there's only one Christ, and there's only one Holy Spirit. Meaning there's only one Word. So stick with it. 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He is that head. Don't ever forget it. That's where people can get in trouble. They may want to put a man at the head. Not so. Okay. Christ is the head. Christ is the church. Christ is our Sabbath. 16, from whom the whole body fit jointly together. That's knit. And compacted by that which every joint supplieth. They've all got a purpose. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. It works together, it fits together, it gets it done. That's what God's elect do. You know, they're sometimes the God's elect are kind of, I'm not going to say hyper, but they are people that really care. You can always find that mark by compassion. They really care about other people. And righteous indignation, boy, they've got their part of it. Okay? And that's good. Nothing wrong with righteous indignation. But how wonderful it is to be in that body of love that edifies. That means to help correct each other, study the Word, to see that we don't fall off. And that everything stays in line, and that the whole body properly joined, knit together in the love of Christ, which strengthens us, comforts us, makes us the winners. And how precious that is that He would do this. Verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not after as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, making things up as their mind would see fit. That goes for Israelites also. It goes for everyone, whomsoever will. 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. This is the world, my friend, and you don't want to get mixed up in it. You can. They may even think they're helping you, but they can't help themselves. It's like blind leading the blind. Christ is the head. Follow Him. Be rooted in His Word, whereby no one can deceive you. 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. They just really go for it. You know, we come to a sad state of affairs when murdering children and before even birth and appointing people that are so confused to high courts. What have we come to? Well, we've come to the breaking point of those that can't make it, but we're just getting started. God's still on the throne, and we've got the victory. And God blesses those who love Him. And you have nothing to worry about. Many of these things, God let us know in the Word, they would come to pass exactly as it's written. You stick rooted and founded in that body of love, knowing and understanding, and beware of those that are led astray. Verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ. You know better. If so be that ye have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, you put that aside and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the way God created you. You can let the old man slip into many ways of the world, but that's not the way God created you. He created you to love righteousness, to crave righteousness, to want to do what's right. 25, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. 26, be ye angry. I like to translate this, if you be angry at your family. If you be angry at your family and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, get it worked out before bedtime. Don't let the sun set on anger in the family. Your family is your love. And you're knit together. You need each other. So communicate. Usually a little trouble doesn't amount to a hill of beans anyway. Okay, and maybe they're not as perfect as you are. Okay, that happens sometimes. So be forgiving. All right. Neither give place to the devil. That's where he'll come in. You give him a chance. Let it just fester overnight and see what happens. Okay. He'll be knocking on your door. Verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give him to him that needeth. Always be happy with what you make with your hands, what you earn. That's discipline, and be disciplined in it. That's as it should be. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good in the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Now, God has a sense of humor, and don't ever, so many people can get carried overboard. They think that having a sense of humor is a bad communication. It's not. It's good for you to laugh. It's good for you to enjoy yourself. That's what Isaac means, is laughter. And God's children do laugh. It's healthy. But don't gossip about somebody when you don't know if it's true or not. Don't accuse somebody of something that you have not the least conception whether it's true or not. Well, I heard it. That doesn't make it true. That's a dangerous, dangerous thing in God's eyes. If you want to be a real Christian and it's somebody you love, find out. Go to them and help them. Don't tear them down. Okay. And verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, because it will, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You have the seal of God in your forehead. Keep it there. Satan can't touch you. Have you ever read Revelation chapter 9, verse 4? It's so stipulated. You got the seal of God. He can't touch you. 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Get rid of it. Why waste your life with it? Life is too short for that kind of stuff. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. First of all, Christians have a habit of always going overboard, and they'll let people walk on them. Don't ever let a non-believer walk on you. You're not a second-class citizen just because God wants you to be tender-hearted. That's to the family. That's to those that know. Now, you can plant a good seed, and if it grows, fine. If it doesn't, separate yourself necessarily. Don't cast your pearls before swine. But love the family. That is so very important. Why? Christ is the head. And he knows how to keep that well-fitted body happy and blessed. We come back then to the mystery of God. What does this have to do with that? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 6, I want to pick it up there, the subject being the mystery of God. Verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Again, that word means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, that's this world age, nor of the princes of this world, the Kenites and those that go astray, that come to naught. Why we know wisdom comes from God, not from the world. You go patterning yourself after the world. You can overcome the world. Be smarter than it is. Be smarter than the serpent, but as peaceful as a dove. All right, and you'll go a long way. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And here comes the mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Can you see that? Put "for" in front of ordained. He foreordained in the first earth age those that overcome Satan there and chose you as elect. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 states, I chose you before the foundations of this world. Okay, why? You don't like Satan. And you know it. And God knows it. That's why he can trust you. Foreordained. In other words, this was put in motion in the first earth age, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Well, they signed their death warrant when they did. Death was defeated when they crucified Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Christ came to this earth to die on the cross to destroy Satan, which is to say death. And he did it. That's what they did. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Man, try to grab a hold of that. You know, you might say, well, how could I just can't hardly experience that. I sure can. A little old church in Northwest Arkansas started with very few members. God reached down and he touched it, and he gave us the bricks to build the largest independent ministry, not only in the United States, but the world, that teaches truth. He did it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the teacher, and that is the mystery of God. It was set even in the first earth age, foreordained to be as it is, to touch those elect, to call them out, to teach the mystery. 10, but God, having revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Well, what is God's Spirit? The Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. He knows. And he'll speak for you. He will teach you. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. God's Holy Spirit knows all things. But you can't read somebody else's mind. That's what it means. Okay? You can't do it. You just don't know. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Well, what's that? The spirit of the world is wickedness. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. That's what you've received in truth, in love, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. If you got yours, it's freely given. It's called knowledge, truth, and wisdom. Most of all, love, that God loves you. He truly does. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing, that's interpreting, spiritual things with spiritual facts. Okay. Spiritual facts are important. Christianity is not a religion, it's a reality, it's everyday life. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And he has no spiritual discernment. You do have spiritual discernment. You know what is right and you know what is wrong. We're talking here about the mystery of God, that you were foreordained, that there's wickedness in the world, and we're going to overcome it. Satan is going to be put down by who? By the Holy Spirit. Our Father will do it. Verse 15, but he that is spiritually judged, spiritual, judgeth all things. Translate the word judgeth. You're not supposed to judge, but discerneth. You discern everything. Is it good? Is it bad? What is it? Yet he himself is judged of no man. He's not discerned of any man or questioned. Why? Because you stick to spiritual facts. And spiritual facts will always bring the love of God down for you, lead you, guide you, and direct you to complete the lecture. Verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In other words, he teaches us. What? Through the Holy Spirit. How precious our Father is that he leads us, he guides us, he directs. That is the mystery kept secret and hidden from most people. They would kind of smirk. If they don't even believe in Christ, how can they believe his word? Okay. And what is amazing is science itself documents that there was an earth age before this one. It's real easy documented through various scientific facts. The Bible also declares there was an earth age before this. But try to tell that to Christians of the world. I'm not God's elect. And see what happens. Just watch their face. But thank God every day if you see that wisdom. For all wisdom comes from him. And his love is the foundation of it. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for allowing us to serve you, Father. We thank you for that privilege. Let each of these be a blessing to all they come in contact with. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Of the Beast on CD.